Day 4. When I was a senior in high school, I got into trouble. It was the first time I'd ever been in trouble at school. Almost a straight-A student, I had enjoyed an unblemished record until the day of our senior trip. We took buses to Seattle for the day, then were to attend a Seattle Sonics game that evening, returning home in the wee hours. I decided that I'd skip the basketball game and instead visit with a friend who'd moved to Seattle. We'd met by chance outside the Coliseum. We left the game and sat on a nearby park bench to catch up. When the game was over, I couldn't find my group as they had left without me. I was taken to a nearby police precinct. I was devastated and ashamed. The various consequences of my irresponsibility were quite severe in my eyes. But the worst was that my parents were disappointed in me, something I thought would last forever. About a week later, trying to apologize to my mother for about the 50th time, she said words that have stuck with me for 48 years. She took my face in her hands and said, "Deb, stop worrying about it. In 6 months, no one will remember." Immediately, a washed, clean feeling swept through me and I cried. I knew the joy of forgiveness. When I come to Jesus for forgiveness, He takes my face in His hands and says, "I've loved you with an everlasting love." He invites me to walk His path and to abide in His presence. As I obey Him and abide with Him, He gives me the privilege of extending forgiveness to others who have hurt me, as my mother did for me. Have you experienced the joy of forgiveness? Romans 8:1 says, "Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus." I challenge you today to take Jesus at His word and seek His forgiveness, that you may experience joy in His presence and know the joy of giving it away to others.